Win three large Gambino pizzas in the At Work Network. Register today at kvoe.com/at work. KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Live, win free pizza and local. KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM present the Talk of Emporia, bringing you local issues, topics, and events of the day.
Good morning. Welcome to Talk of Emporia here on KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, and KVOE.com. As usual, Talk of Emporia brought to you by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. It's open Sundays with that special menu featuring the classic Bobby D's favorites and also the Bobby D's Chef's Creative Culinary Barbecue Creations. You can't say it fast. You better not eat it fast either. Bobby D's, see you Sunday there, downtown Emporia. Also by Newman Regional Health for basically the best when it comes to local health care. It's Newman Regional Health. We're pleased to be talking here about Emporia High Theater because Cinderella is coming up here within the next couple of weeks. We have cast, we have crew, we have director Amanda Ballard in studio with us here today. Amanda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am here. I'm a little stressed out, but we're doing okay, and we're gonna make it. We have about 15 more days until we go up, so mm-hmm. I'm excited and ready to roll. So,
what has you excited about this particular play, this particular group, and this particular set of performances coming up in a couple of weeks?
Well, we have over 37 students on stage for this production.
Goodness.
It is huge. I went with a pop-up storybook theme for our set, so everything has been a lot detailed, and everything is looking really great. I have a wonderful teacher that helps me. Adrian Inglace helps me out. He's my right-hand man. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have anything to stand in front of, that's for sure. So I want to give a shout-out to him. But this is a great group of kids to work with. We have pulled up some freshman kids, some new kids, some kids who have never done theater before, so that is exciting. But it's also exciting to see these older kids, more experienced kids, lead these group of kids, and that's kind of fun to see that leadership role and them step up into that leadership role after losing 22 seniors last year.
Yeah, that was a huge...
It was a huge
chunk of leadership that wandered out the door.
It definitely was, but you know, you lose seniors every year, and you kind of raise them to go on and do bigger and better things, and that is wonderful for them. And so I'm excited that these kids have stepped up and going to put on a great show. So
good deal. Well, here in a second, and we will be hearing from a full interview room full of guests. We will have here shortly Annalie Hubner, Luis Rascon, Linus Lingenfelter, Kaylee Wellman, Ellen Neely, Elizabeth Fries, and Emma Claire Turner, all with their turns at our microphones here in just a second. But first off, with Cinderella,
mm-hmm.
when is it?
November 13th and 14th at 7.
Okay.
And then November 15th, we're having a Saturday performance at 2 o'clock. After, we want everybody to come out to the brunch from 11 to 1. Your brunch ticket includes, obviously, breakfast, photo opportunities, tour, cast and crew, and then also your ticket to the show.
Cool.
So it is exciting times, and we want everybody to come pack our theater. So,
what? How much are tickets for?
Adults are $12. Okay. Youth is $6. Brunch tickets are $30, but like I said, gives you breakfast, a craft, arts and craft, picture opportunities, tours. You get to sit in Cinderella's carriage on stage because it's too big to get out the door into the commons. And so students will be able to go up on stage and kind of see the set and the behind the scenes and obviously meet Cinderella and her cast of characters. And then they'll see the show at 2 o'clock. So.
Awesome. You almost derailed me when you said brunch.
Brunch.
So what is on the menu here for the brunch? Light breakfast, I'm assuming.
Light breakfast, so pancakes, yogurt parfaits, that sort of thing, fruit. So just fun time to come and experience the show and the magic behind theater. So
awesome. I'm going to pick on a couple of students here. And first off, I'm going to pick on Ella Neely. What has you excited about performing Rodgers and Hammerstein version of Cinderella?
I'm really excited for my character. She's super fun to play. This is a little, I haven't really had like a large role in a musical before, so this is my first time, and it's so fun. And like, I just really like her character development, and, like, she's just so fun to play.
Nice. All right, Linus, I'm going to pick on you here with this, and then we're going to swing the microphone back over here to Ms. Ballard for a couple of questions, but what has you excited about being part of this?
The music.
The music.
It's really incredible. It's different than anything we've, or anything I've ever done before. Mm-hmm. Last year was my first musical, and we did Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
Music for that was pretty, like, I would say poppy. It's very basic. This one's almost more, I would say, jazz-oriented, like barbershop quartet style, like harmonies, very interesting, intricate harmonies that are, they're just so fun to sing and to listen to. So it's a lot of fun.
Amanda, let me ask you about how Rodgers and Hammerstein's version of Cinderella maybe varies from others that we're familiar with, because the general story, I think, is probably in there. I'm not familiar with this. So how does Rodgers and Hammerstein maybe take us in a bit of a different direction than,
yes,
than other versions?
So Rodgers and Hammerstein's 1957 version is a version that we are doing, and it actually has a couple tweaks that we have maybe changed a little bit. They call for a gold dress for Cinderella.
Really?
Yes. And so I kind of felt like, when you say Cinderella, there is a preconceived notion of what the story is going to be. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't want to disappoint any little girls coming dressed as Cinderella in their blue dress to see our production. So we're actually doing a blue dress and a white dress. But there is a subline or sub-storyline about Jean-Michel and actually Gabrielle, who was Ellen Neely, who just spoke. They fall in love also. So it is a kind of a subplot to the main plot.
Okay.
There's other characters. Obviously, there's still a fairy godmother, stepsister, stepmother, but it is slightly different, a little bit more storyline, fall in love, Cinderella helps the prince kind of come into his own and become a stronger king. So it's a beautiful story. And the like Linus said, that music is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Glenn Woolard, Libby Franks have done an awesome job with the orchestra pit. It is beautiful. I stepped in there the other day as I'm making my rounds, as rehearsal's getting over and the orchestra pit is rehearsing. And so I stepped in there and they're doing awesome. So I'm excited for all the pieces to come together.
Well, we'll talk about the pieces when we come back. It's now 11:15 on KVUE and KVUE.com. Emporia High Theater getting ready for Cinderella. It's on the 13th and the 14th at 7. The brunch, 11 to 1 on the 15th, and then the performance at 2. And we'll be coming back. We'll be talking with cast and crew as we continue on Talk of Emporia here today. Brought to you, as usual, by Newman Regional Health and Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue.
Attention high school athletes. Newman Regional Health is here to keep you in the game with their Saturday Injury Clinic, open every Saturday from September 6th to November 1st. Drop by 1301 West 12th Avenue, Suite 105, Entrance C. No appointment needed. Clinic hours are 8 to 11 a.m. with check-in starting at 7:45. Whether it's a practice injury or a game day setback, orthopedic and sports medicine experts are ready to help you bounce back fast. Newman Regional Health, helping athletes achieve their healthy goals.
If you need catering this fall, call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. For family reunions, weddings, corporate events, and more, let Bobby D's cater your special event. With over 24 years of professional catering experience, we're able to handle any size event you have, whether it's a dozen people or several hundred. From meats to sides to desserts, we make catering easy for you. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Let us make your event a success. Call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue today to book your event. 342-1990.
Chuck Samples, KVUE News, with local news headlines here this Tuesday morning. Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson says he has enough votes and enough signatures from lawmakers in his chamber to proceed with a special legislative session on at least two topics. One is to redraw the state's congressional maps, and another possibly reversing course on gender marker changes for driver's licenses. Now, there's no word yet from the Kansas House and Majority Leader Dan Hawkins, but one vote Hawkins will not get is from fellow Republican and 60th District Representative Mark Schreiber. Operational changes coming for the Lyon County Motor Vehicle Office and Treasurer's Office here this weekend. At the Motor Vehicle Office, all title work will need to be finished before 4 p.m., officially starting on the 1st. That's also the official start date for the Treasurer's Office, not accepting any credit or debit card payments after 4 p.m. Details coming up at 12:05 this afternoon. I'm Chuck Samples, KVOE News.
Find a bargain or cut a deal. Garage sale listings at garage sale prices. Find out all the details at kvoe.com/garage sale. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Talk of Emporia continuing. We are joined by cast and crew, and perhaps in this case more than others, kind of doing dual roles here for much of the performing cast here for Cinderella through Emporia High Theater. And in case you missed it here for our first segment, November 13th and 14th at the high school, 7 o'clock both nights. For the 15th, it's a 2 p.m. matinee, but you're encouraged to spend some time getting some brunch first from 11 to 1 before you get into the performance itself. And we'll be talking again about the schedule and ticket prices here in just a second. We're now going to turn over this segment entirely to the students, and Emma Claire Turner is going to be first up. That is not by random draw. But Claire, talk about your character. Who do you play?
So I'm playing Cinderella.
You get the big role.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have been dreaming about this role ever since I was a little girl, and I'm just so excited to play it. She's a little bit different than like other like Cinderella's, but she's more like, towards the end she gets outspoken more, and like at the beginning she seems really shy with her stepmother, but once she like meets the prince, she like learns to speak out about kind of what's going on in the town.
What is it about this role that you've been looking forward to for so long?
So, when I was really little, my dad and my mom used to take me to Disneyland a lot, and I don't know, it's just so special to me because, you know, she's very different than the other princesses, in my opinion. She's always has, like, a positive attitude. Like, Ariel, she's, like, so upset because her dad won't let her, you know, go see a boy, but, like, Cinderella just takes the orders from her stepmother and stepsisters, and always has a positive attitude about it.
Even though she's dealing with a lot of mess.
Yeah.
Okay. What is her personality? You mentioned here she kind of finds her voice as the play goes on, especially, I'm assuming, the back half of this. How else do you envision her personality?
She's very soft-spoken and sweet. Even though, like, she's friends with everyone. Mm-hmm. She, at least she tries. And, like, I don't know. She just, like,
she is definitely, like, Emma Claire said, she's very positive. She mm-hmm. is welcoming to everybody. She also sees the need of the small town people, and so she speaks out for them, and in turn they fall in love with her, and so she kind of becomes, she's the princess of the people, and so she helps them get to the prince and voice their needs and their concerns. So
gotcha. What's it been like practicing for Cinderella now that you, this is basically, it sounds like you're, so you, it's been, if not your dream role, but a dream role. What has it been like in that spot?
It's been a lot of work.
Oh, I'll bet.
We've had, you know, rehearsals every day, Saturday rehearsals, and there's so many songs, and she sings really high. So I've been really working on, like, my upper range, mm-hmm. and it's also, you know, hard to do different kinds of scenes with, like fighting scenes with my friends and, you know, romantic scenes with my friends. So it's been a challenge, but I'm really enjoying it.
Outstanding. Let's shift over here on the other side, and let's talk with Luis Rascon. Luis, who's your character?
I play Jean Michel.
Okay.
He's like a revolutionary who wants to help the poor and like the peasants against like the unfair like government they have.
Gotcha. What's it like playing an idealist? Let me ask you that. Because it sounds like that's kind of the way Jean-Pierre's mindset is very ideal-driven.
It's been very interesting. He's almost like a comedic character,
really?
Like comedic relief, and it's been fun doing like this very serious like topic, but with such like a quirky character, and like it's been very fun.
How do you kind of put yourself into that role to a degree without maybe jumping and saying, I'm me, you know, myself is completely my character.
No.
He's looking at me. He's giving me the deer in the headlight look. Louise is very kind of quirky in real life. And so I don't know that it was really a big stretch for him. I think that he brings his own personality to the role, and he brings his talent. And so I think it was a good role for him vocally. And this is kind of Luis's first big role. Mm-hmm. So he's feeling it out, and he's learning lots of things. And so it's been fun to see him grow and evolve.
How cool is it to be part of this play, especially this being as Amanda said, this is your first really, really big role.
Yes, I think it's been very fun.
Has it?
Being like my first big role and like all these great people to be alongside with, and just like the story itself, it's very fun. Like they said, I'm already like kind of quirky myself, so it's very fun playing him, because it's not like going out of my comfort zone or anything.
Oh, that's coming. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. All right, let's swing back over across the table. Elizabeth Freeze, your turn. Who do you have?
Yeah, I play Marie, also known as the fairy godmother.
Nice. Okay.
And it's a really interesting role to play. When I first started playing, I was like, oh, I'm a really cool old lady hag. You know, like, I'm a hag. I'm like, no, I love, like, picking on Cinderella. And then halfway through, as I'm reading through the script, I'm like, oh, now I'm this, like, very mature, like, lady all of a sudden. And it's just a really cool character to play. And it's like I'm playing two characters, essentially.
Why is it like playing two characters?
Well, one, I have to figure out a different kind of voice for my old lady hag moment. and then I have to kind of, like, gather myself, I think. Like, gather my, like, what I'm trying to put down in, like, all of the scenes, like, that I'm like, Cinderella, do this, Cinderella. Like, I'm leading Cinderella into doing just a bunch of random things. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, gathering all my stuff, and I'm, like, in one song, I'm just like, oh, Cinderella. They're like, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but...
You show her that the impossible is possible.
Yeah. I show her that, yeah, the possible is possible. Carriage. Pumpkin. You know. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. What is it like playing somebody who is in an entirely different age range? Because it seems like, you know, when we're doing high school plays... And we haven't maybe exactly asked that question, mm-hmm. but it seems like every time we do a play, there's at least somebody, as opposed to like Legally Blonde last year,
right.
Most people are kind of well ahead of you when it comes to age ranges are concerned.
Right. I feel like it is a little bit of a struggle for me right now to try and act more and sing especially more maturely, and I feel like I'm getting there, but that's definitely my hardest mm-hmm. thing to try is sing maturely. Really,
I think it starts with physicality
yeah.
for young students, and when they're playing somebody older, we usually start in the body before you can get into the mind of the character. But Elizabeth has, she came out swinging, and she has she has a walk, and she has a cadence to how she walks, and so she's kind of developing as she goes, but she's doing a great job.
Cool deal. All right, let's send it over to Lucas. Linus Lingenfelder, sorry.
All right.
If I could read my handwriting, that'd be great.
It's the same thing.
Linus, it is not. I'm sorry. All right, talk about your character.
So I play Prince Topher, and this is
you
like
get the prince. All right.
Yeah, Prince Charming. Tons of fun. Mm-hmm. He's... usually when you think of like the prince, he's kind of already put together. He knows who he is. He's this like driving force. Not this guy. He's an idiot. Not this guy. He's an idiot to say the least. He has no idea who he wants to be or who he even is at the time of the very beginning of the musical. And he's trying to find his way, try to find out who he is, as well as trying to lead, you know, his country, his people. But he's, at the same time of trying to be more mature, he's also this, like, completely dopey. They describe him as dopey multiple times, dopey and dreamy-eyed, just complete buffoon, just going around and bumbling his way around the country trying to find his love. So it's a lot
was
of fun.
Was it a little disappointing to play a buffoon?
Oh, no.
No, no.
Oh, no, it's great. I mean, I barely have to change anything, so.
Oh, boy. Okay. Remaining cast members, is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry to call you out on that. What has it been like being the prince, being the leading role, and kind of, you know, in a way, exploring this path of trying to find yourself and find your place in the kingdom at the same time?
Well, I think it's, on the part of trying to find myself, I mean, we're all high schoolers, and we're young, so we're already kind of going through that. So trying to put myself in his shoes isn't too difficult, because, I mean, I already understand the idea of not knowing who you are or who you want to be. Mm-hmm. So just trying to, like, harness that is not too difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, overall, being one of the lead members, I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. I mean, you have to memorize all your lines and figure out who you are, who the character is and everything, learn all your songs. But at the same time, you're not just playing a character. You are, as a lead member, you are leading others. So, I mean, others look up to me, or any of us. They're all looking up to us, and we have to, like, kind of present ourselves as leaders and show the others, like, especially the younger freshmen, like, how things get done and all that. So,
and one thing I haven't asked anybody here is kind of the way you guys interact with each other. Because, you know, when I do these programs, there's kind of a tendency to focus in on just the personal character, the kind of the growth of the character. But at the same time, it kind of brings up you guys are interacting with each other on stage. So that interaction, that leadership, that growth and development, that play off of each other is huge.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're all friends, especially like last year was my very first musical. I didn't know any of these people. And by the end of like the first or second week, I would say I knew all of their names and who they were. So you get to know everyone, and we all work together. So it's a very tight-knit community. We're all helping each other figure out what to do with this line. What does this line even mean? And then someone else will come over and like try to explain it. Mm-hmm. So it's We all work together and give each other tips and everything, so it's great.
It's 11:30 here on KVUE and KVUE.com. Linus Lingenfelter among our cast and crew here for Emporia High Theater. Cinderella is coming up the 13th and 14th at 7, the 15th at 2. That also follows the brunch, which is going to be on the 15th from 11 to 1 at Emporia High. Let's shift over to Annalie Huebner. Annalie, let's talk about your character.
I play Madame, also known as the evil stepmother.
The evil stepmother, okay.
Yes. She is such a fun character to play because she is, I mean, I would say kind of different from who I am. I feel like I'm not cruel. And so it's kind of a stretch to play someone who is like cruel and terrible to her stepdaughters and her real daughters, just kind of everyone.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, how do you get kind of in the mindset for somebody who sounds like in a large way your polar opposite?
Well, she is pretty unserious. She kind of just thinks about herself and her own motivations with things. And so I kind of just like switch into it's all about me mindset when I'm on stage mm-hmm. and acting. And so it's kind of just, you're not taking it super seriously. We're not mean to each other backstage. It's just kind of a mask we put on stage is like, my character is really mean and thinks about herself and is motivated by her daughters and wanting to marry them off, and then just kind of falls on Cinderella to do everything else. And yeah.
When you watch kind of the character arc for evil stepmom, what really comes to mind for you as far as kind of where she starts and then how things progress throughout the course of the play by the time you get to the end and, you know, everything's resolved.
Yeah. By the end, Cinderella kind of forgives her stepmother and her stepsisters for being mean, but my character is pretty stagnant. She doesn't have a lot of growth. She's a pretty negative and selfish character throughout. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's consistency with your acting, but it's also, it's a funny character to play because it's not too reminiscent of my own life, I guess I would say. Yeah.
How hard is it, though, to jump out of your character and then jump into somebody who's different and, you know, there's, I think, always some self-motivation, but somebody who is just so, in a lot of situations, over-the-top selfish in a lot of the way that she's portrayed.
I think it's fun sometimes because you get to just be someone that you're not. Like, I don't feel like I have all this pressure to, like, be myself or do things the way I would do things. I can just do things the way Madame would do them, which is not how I would do them. And so it's fun getting to be someone different. That's what I love about acting is you can stretch yourself and pretend to be someone you're not just for a few minutes. But there's also a challenge that comes with it because I don't like being mean to my friends and my castmates. So it's fun, but there's also downsides to it sometimes.
Gotcha. Understood. Let's shift over here to Ella Neely. Ella, let's talk about your character.
I play Gabrielle, which is one of the evil stepsisters.
All right.
I really like her character a lot.
Why?
She is... So she is evil and mean in the beginning, and she's so over the top. Both of the stepsisters, they're so fun. They're so over the top, and they're funny. But Gabrielle really gets to, like, become herself and become... She has a lot of character growth, which I really like about this character.
Okay. When you talk about character growth, what do you mean by that?
So in the beginning, she's really just following her mother.
Okay.
And she is just following what she's doing, and like Madame is just like really mean, and she's like, oh, I'm also going to be self-absorbed. It's also all about me. Mm-hmm. And towards the end, her and Cinderella become really close, and she becomes a kind person. Like, she becomes very...
Of the people.
Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned here about, you know, how much fun it is to play. Why is it so much fun to play somebody who at least starts off, in this case, and then continues, in Annalise's case, is somebody who's just... despicable.
They have such big personalities, and it is so fun, like, to portray those big personalities and just be big on stage, like with our costumes, our hair, our makeup, the way we act. Almost like it's just so fun. Like, it's so big.
Yeah. Cool deal. All right, let's talk with Kaylee Wellman super quick. Kaylee, let's talk about what your roles and responsibilities are here with this round.
I play Charlotte, and she is the more mean stepsister.
Okay.
Yeah, very, very self-centered, just throwing tantrums everywhere.
So slightly different.
Yeah, a little
bit. Gabrielle, what's it like playing your character?
It is so fun. I just get to kind of do... not whatever I want, but kind of whatever I want on stage and just take up a bunch of space and be annoying, really.
Can I ask if you had any inspiration with your character, or maybe you're pulling from some experience, maybe not for you, but maybe watching other people?
Well, I have a younger brother and I've babysat a lot, so...
I was wondering about that. Ella, how about you? I want to swing the microphone back to you. And Annalie, I'm going to get your thoughts on this too. But did you have somebody that you kind of modeled your character growing up on just based off of just, you know, how they've at least started the play?
I would really just say toddlers. I'm going to be so honest. The stepsisters, they're like big toddlers. Everything's about them. They need to get their way. They're just grown toddlers.
How about you, Annalie? Did you have somebody in mind that you wanted to model Madame after?
I would say, in part, my older sister, Olivia. She's not evil, but older sisters tend to be bossy and just kind of tell their younger siblings what to do. And that was the way my sister was at times growing up with her. And so I feel like I kind of model her leadership in bossing Cinderella around.
Gotcha. What is it like, Kaylee? I'm going to bring you back in here to have, you know, to be part of this dynamic, A, in the play family, but also really, I guess, maybe as part of the overall play.
It really is like a family. I know Madame, Gabrielle, and Charlotte, just playing those three together, we have such a great fun time backstage, like just having fun, adding our own little things into dances and scenes and just almost creating a whole other story while the story's happening. It's great.
Good deal. We're going to take our final break here on the Talk of Emporia. Cinderella through Emporia High is coming up the 13th, 14th, and 15th. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for kids. If you're attending the brunch, it is $30, but that also gets you into the matinee on the 15th. We're back with cast and crew after this. Talk of Emporia brought to you by Newman Regional Health and Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue.
If you need catering this fall, call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. For family reunions, weddings, corporate events, and more, let Bobby D's cater your special event. With over 24 years of professional catering experience, we're able to handle any size event you have, whether it's a dozen people or several hundred. From meats to sides to desserts, we make catering easy for you. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Let us make your event a success. Call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbie today to book your event. 342-1990.
Breast cancer will affect over 316,000 women in the U.S. this year, and early screening can make all the difference. At Newman Regional Health, they want to support you every step of the way, from that important first screening to providing compassionate care throughout your journey. Schedule your mammogram today by calling 620-343-6800, extension 21167. Worried about cost? Help may be available. Newman Regional Health, caring for you every step of the way.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. And Hurricane Melissa, a monster Category 5 storm tearing across Jamaica's western coast. Melissa, this year's strongest storm projected to bring catastrophic devastation to the island and region. New York attorney Michelle Robinson, who also practices law in Jamaica, says she is riding out the storm in Kingston.
Where we are, a little bit of rain could cause flooding, so I'm more concerned about when the heavier rainfall start that we're going to have severe flooding.
Israel's prime minister, after meeting with his security cabinet, instructing the IDF to carry out what it calls powerful strikes in Gaza. That according to a statement from the prime minister's office, no other details given. The Senate failing to pass a stopgap measure to end the government shutdown, now on its 28th day. Lawmakers no closer to a compromise over expiring health care premiums, even as federal funding for key food programs run out November 1st. The U.S. military says it's carried out deadly strikes yesterday on four alleged drug smuggling boats in the Eastern Pacific. The Mexican Navy searching for survivors.
Join Ron Thomas and Chuck Samples Monday through Friday at 7:15 for the Newsmaker segment. A different guest and topic daily on KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Final segment of Talk of Emporia here on KVOE and KVOE.com. Again, we encourage you to be part of the spectacle at Emporia High, the 13th, 14th, and 15th. Cinderella, the Rodgers and Hammerstein version, is coming up here through Emporia High Theater at the auditorium. So get your tickets. Call 620-341-2365 and get more information through the high school. Amanda Ballard is going to lead our final segment here because we kind of referenced here how big this performance and this production is. But there's another level to take this. I mean, you mentioned here that there's close to 40 on stage. That doesn't necessarily mean everything else that's associated with bringing this here to the public.
This is probably the biggest production I've ever produced in my stint, 23 years at Emporia High School. We have close to 85 students and staff members that are involved in this production, from set crew, to pit orchestra to actors on stage. There's 37 kids in the show, all having multiple costumes. There are some main people. I always tell this to people, but I am only as good as the people that I surround myself with, and I am surrounded by some amazing... I'm going to cry. Everybody laughs at me because I always cry. But I am surrounded by seriously some amazing staff members at Emporia High School that make me look so good that I have to give them a shout out. Adrian Inglis, he's our tech director. I came to him this summer and said, I want a pop-up storybook theme for this set. And my 10-year-old, Trent Ballard, designed Cinderella's carriage, and we put it together last night, or mostly put it together last night, and he's making my little boy's dreams come true. So, along with everybody else in the show. So, Adrian Inglis, he's a rock star. He's my right-hand man. Sarah Bass, she's vocal director at the high school, choir director. She's amazing. She's worked with our kids. They sound beautiful. Glenn Woolard and Melinda Groves. Glenn Woolard has rehearsed all of the orchestra pit and put together some amazing things for us. Melinda Groves is our accompanist, our pianist. And then I have to shout out to Brandy Smith. She's our performing arts secretary. But she is such a yes lady. And every time I come to her in a panic and say, oh my gosh, I need snaps, she's like, oh, okay, I'll go get that. So there are so many people that help us put this production together. Like I said, over 85 students and staff members. And we have other Libby Franks, Ethan Neal, both playing in the orchestra pit. Other faculty members playing in the orchestra pit that make us sound so wonderful. We have Sitz Probe on Wednesday, which is where the orchestra and the cast come together for the first time. And so we are really excited for that. It's huge, man.
Mm.
9 different set changes in Act 1 alone. And so we got to fill those seats. So,
yeah, no doubt.
Hard work.
For context here, for folks that remember Legally Blonde, how many people were associated with Legally Blonde in general terms?
I would say maybe about 70, okay. 60, 70. Shut up, you guys. I just said 6-7, so that's what they're laughing at me. 60 people-ish.
60 plus.
60 plus. So they're so funny. what you deal with every day, I swear. But this is a little bit bigger. Set pieces are bigger, more fairy tale, more detail. I also have to shout out to Claire Cooper. She is a junior at Emporia High School. She is a phenomenal artist. She is our set designer and has worked closely with me with, you know, we're on the phone all the time. What about this wallpaper with snakes in it? I mean, we're all over the place.
You got to go all over the place, yeah.
Yes, and so she is just phenomenal, phenomenal student. We have amazing set crew, amazing leadership, Atlin Heffron, Izzy Cole, stage manager and shift crew manager. I can't say enough about these kids. They're just phenomenal. You have to come out and support them.
Yeah.
It's all about the kids, and it's what they can produce, and they're so proud of what they accomplished, and what they've accomplished in the last 6 weeks is nothing but phenomenal.
Outstanding. Elizabeth, I'm going to ask you here about, you know, kind of tagging off of Linus's mention earlier about the music. And just really, I guess, maybe how much fun and how enthralling it is to have this type of music here as part of the musical.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like, at least for me, the music that we are singing in Cinderella, it kind of, like, I pull a little bit of what I do in choir to sing, like, as a group for our ensemble pieces. And when we actually put in whatever, like, all, like, tenors, basses, all of that jazz, when we all put it together, it sounds amazing. And I really love a musical like that, and how different Legally Blonde was from Cinderella too. It's so different, and it's really fun to work with.
Cool deal. Emma Claire, you're leaning straight into your microphone, so I was gonna pick on you anyway, but your timing was great. What's it like for you with this music? What's your thoughts here on the musical blend that folks are gonna hear in a couple of weeks?
I think the music is so beautiful. It's pretty hard. It's all in cut time, and it's whenever I see musicals, I have a hard time seeing getting the story, because like a lot of the time the story is in like the music. I'm just like, oh yay, music, you know. But so I'm really trying to work on like acting through the music and like enunciation and just helping the audience to and conveying the story.
Cool deal. All right, on the set, Kaylee, I'm going to bring you in on this. What's it like to watch the set unfold as you go, and to really be part of putting this pop-up book theme together?
This set is amazing. I'm going to be honest, I don't think I've ever seen any set this wow. There's so many pieces backstage, and just watching everyone work so hard. We have families come in like every Saturday, sometimes during rehearsals, just building it, and everyone is working so hard together. The details in it are amazing. I love Claire Cooper. She is so ambitious. These are so detailed. And it is a must-see show from how beautiful the set is.
Well, along those lines, I'm going to give the cast here one thing. You can overlap if you want to. But one reason why folks should see Cinderella the 13th, 14th, and or the 15th. And I'm going to start with Ella on this. Why should folks come out and see this in a couple of weeks?
I think you guys should come and see it, because all of like the plot, I'm going to be so honest, the plot is so good. I went into it expecting the normal Cinderella movie plot, and I got in here and I read the script, and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so much more detailed and so, so interesting. I have a good plot twist, but you guys have to come up and watch it. So if y'all, yeah.
Okay. Linus, your turn. Why should people come out and see Cinderella here in a couple of weeks?
I think people should come see this production just because of the amount of work that so many people have done. I think it deserves some recognition. So I think, and I mean, not just because of the recognition. We've done an incredible job, I think. There's so much that goes into it, and we've all put in our work, and it looks, sounds, and just it feels amazing to watch. So
cool deal. How about you, Louise? We'll go ahead and slide the microphone to you. Why should folks see Cinderella here in a couple of weeks?
I think just like not like piggybacking off of Linus, I think the kids have just put so much effort, and Mrs. Ballard too, with all the hours we've put in, like being away from home and just being at school working on this really hard. And I think it's just such, in general, such a great production. Like the music too, it's like all the songs are like, they're not all like one theme. Like there's like, they all sound very different, but they mix together so well. And it's just a great show, and the story and all that. Like no character is boring. I think every character and like any subplot is very interesting.
Cool deal. How about you, Annalyn?
I would say what I love most about going and seeing a musical is you're transported away to a different world for a while. And I think there's something really special about this musical. It's so magical, and there's a lot of like glittery elements, and it feels like a break from reality for a second. So I would say you should come see Cinderella to be transported to a beautiful fictional world and get a break from the stresses of your day for a while.
Nice. How about you, Kaylee?
I think you should go to see these amazing costumes, hair, and makeup that we have spent so much time and effort on. Shout out to Harper and Lexi working their butts off on these beautiful, amazing costumes.
Okay. Elizabeth?
I think we should, because of the music, we're all working really, really hard to try and make our ensemble pieces. It's really hard and difficult to make a good ensemble piece, and it puts a lot of effort, and I think we are putting in a lot of effort to do that.
Okay. Emma Claire, last word from the cast.
I think
it's okay.
I agree with Annalie a lot. This show is so magical, and I think Miss Ballard's doing a great job at helping us, you know, like see intention in our lines. And so, I don't know. I just think it's going to be so magical and so beautiful. And the set is so, 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 so beautiful. And
okay. Well, again, Cinderella through Emporia High Theater, November 13th, 14th, 7 o'clock. The 15th, you have the brunch at 11, and then the performance at 2. Amanda, what else would you like to add before we close things
You can get tickets online now. We have an online ticketing program that was just approved, and that is Emporia High School Theater, theater with an R-E, not an E-R, .luds.com. Please come and buy tickets to see the show. We have so many talented students at Emporia High School, and they deserve to be seen and recognized. So it's for the kids. Come out and support them.
All right. Sounds good. Well, our guests here today on the Talk of Emporia have been Kaylee Wellman, Ella Neely, Elizabeth Fries, Emma Claire Turner, Annalie Hubner, Luis Rascon, Linus Lingenfelter, and director Amanda Ballard. Cinderella coming in a couple of weeks. Get your tickets now. That wraps up Talk of Emporia. It's 11:54 on KVOE, live and local.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. The KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team up next. Wash and Vac Spot Free Car Wash, home to the new Oasis Typhoon Automatic Touchless Car Wash. Standard setting and speed, quality and efficiency, only at Wash and Vac, where new membership programs are available. Wash and Vac Spot Free Car Wash on West Highway 50 across from Blue.